Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Hour two for Monday, September 6, 2010, our annual Labor Day special. Want to welcome in Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist. Talk about Labor Day, one of the hardest working guys in the media. Hello, Mike.
Hello. And you know, Jack, I've got one final chance to convert you to being a Friday Night Lights fan. You could start all over again watching the show tonight. Yeah. First of all, I mean, you've told people in the past, you love the book Friday Night Lights.
Yes.
Obviously, you're a big football fan.
Yes.
Did you see the movie Friday Night Lights or not? Yeah,
yes.
Okay. They're both excellent, right? But you haven't seen the series yet.
No.
You've had a few opportunities. It showed up on NBC. It showed up on cable. Here's a third chance. It starts tonight, and honest to God, you can do it this time.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to be stripped now on ABC Family every night.
Okay.
And it starts,
I know what that is.
The first episode, 9 o'clock tonight on ABC Family. Then, in case you forget that, they're going to rerun that one at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And then from then on, 6 o'clock every day. Well, I guess you have to tape that because you'll still be on the radio.
I'll be on the air,
But you can get going on Friday Night Lights. Then you can go and people who can't see the show because they're busy listening to your show can go out and get the DVDs. Believe me, this is one of the best shows on TV, and very few people have seen it. It's been on for 4 years now. Very few people have seen it, but it's just an extremely good portrait of small-town, blue-collar life in Texas where they're obsessed with football.
Well, it must be doing something right to be on for 4 years of no one seeing it.
Just barely. One of the reasons it survived this long is because they found ways to do it cheaper. That first of all, they film it down in they actually film it in small town Texas, which is much easier to do. They did it without named stars, other than Kyle Chandler playing the coach. They used a bunch of totally unknown actors, and then they also use a system which is quick. Everybody has to be alert all the time because they have two or three cameras going all the time. So they're just moving around, shooting you. There's not so many takes and retakes. They found ways to do it at a good budget. And like I said, to do it with young actors no one had ever heard of. I remember we're out in Pasadena, and we're at a table, and it was baking hot, and we're talking to a young actor named Taylor Kitsch, okay? And it was the day before he was going to have to go down to Texas to film the start of the show. And this kid is from Canada, okay?
Okay.
And here he goes. It's like already 90 degrees, even in California. The last thing he wanted to do was go down to Texas the next day, put on a football uniform, and start pretending to be a football player. He looked just, you know, beat and sad. Well, I got a kick out of a couple years later when they did a poll, and Taylor Kitsch was voted the fifth, I think it was the eighth sexiest guy in TV history. That's how quickly he shot to the top in fame. And he is just an extraordinarily good actor, as are the other people on the show, because they've all learned a kind of a naturalistic style.
Right.
They just, no faking, no playing off the scenery, just very straightforward, very naturalistic. And you believe them. It's one of the only shows on TV that has small-town, blue-collar people. You begin to care about them deeply, and you'll see tonight. Just start
all
watching
right. Okay. When you said that they did this show more economically, I thought maybe instead of trying to stage all the high school football video, they just look for something on the similar level, and that would be the Detroit Lions.
That's what they should do, That is. Incidentally, they do still stage the football games, but they have to do it pretty quickly. But you're right, and that's another thing to talk about. I mean, in general, this is the week when football starts in general. Okay, Friday Night Lights starts there. That's fictional TV.
Right.
Real football starts. The Lions, of course, wait until Sunday if you define them as real football.
Right.
Okay, but before that, Thursday night, this is going to be fun. It's the annual NFL kickoff game.
Right.
It's the Vikings at the Saints. It's going to be at New Orleans. New Orleans is going to raise its banner. The whole city of New Orleans is going to be very, very happy that night. And since I'm quite sure they're going to defeat Brett Favre quite soundly, it'll just be a nice time to watch TV.
Spoken like a very bitter Packers fan. But
I tell you, when Brett played around with the Vikings' hearts again this year, I thought, how many times has he done that with the Packers in the past? So so there he goes. He gets there, and all of a sudden all of his receivers have been injured. And I'm just hoping that this is a real off year for the Vikings and a off finale. But that'll be fun to watch. It's going to be an NBC pregame concert starts at 7:30, which is a little bit different.
They really make a big deal of this. A Dave Matthews Band, somebody else, I think, was involved with this, right?
I can't remember who, but it'll be another big thing. They used to just start it at 8 o'clock, the pregame concert.
Right.
But they're actually going to start it at 7:30, hour-long pregame concert, then the game, and it's going to be splendid, and then the rest of it. And, you know, I mean, what, the Lions, were the Lions 2-2 in the pregame or 3-1?
Three and one.
And even though Stafford was bad the last game, basically the Lions played well.
Right.
And I think it'll at least look like a football game.
Well, the Lions were 4-0 the year they went 0-16, so it shows.
And
Scott tells me Taylor Swift is the other performer.
So that's good. Taylor Swift, for people who don't know, is the number one star in country music right now.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dave Matthews is the number one guy in, what, South Africa or something, okay? So that's going to be a real nice concert, yeah.
Before we talk about the Nighttime Emmy Awards, I want to touch on that from last Sunday.
Yeah.
This is Labor Day, Mike, and talk about some of the great labor-oriented films that have been made.
Okay.
People think of Norma Rae, and they think, of course, of my favorite movie of all time, On the Waterfront. But there have been some television shows, I think, also, that have really kind of captured what the labor movement's been all about.
Well, what's funny is one of the reasons I love Friday Night Lights is how little television has ever understood the working man or the blue-collar guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's been a few, but very, very little. There was a show called Skag, which starred Carl Malden,
yeah.
And he was superb in it. He's one of the few working men on TV. Honestly, of course, the best working man ever on TV was Archie Bunker, really captured it. What were you thinking of as ones that have been?
Well, I was certainly thinking of All in the Family, and Carl Malden. When you think about it, of course, was in On the Waterfront.
Yeah.
He was, the involved there in the clergy. And one thing about Carl Malden, you know, he doesn't get acting jobs based on his looks.
Absolutely. And he really believes it. When you talk about a working man, this guy grew up roughly in Gary, Indiana, but in a tough steel metal town. And he tried to go and work in the steel mills. And they were too much for him, and he became an actor instead. And I'll tell you, when something's too tough for Carl Malden, you know it's tough work. But he always brought that respect to the working man when he played him later on. And incidentally, when you're talking about labor films, you have to put them into two categories. Because unfortunately, over half of the movies about the labor movement have been anti-union, really. I mean, when you think about it, On the Waterfront was basically about a corrupt union, okay? Hoffa was a film about a corrupt union, and it was a disappointing movie. The one that Sylvester Stallone did that was a Hoffa-like character, again, a story about a corrupt union. At least I appreciated for just little flickers there, they would show signs of why a union was so important. Because we all know here in Michigan, labor unions are absolutely vital. They made Michigan. They are what gave Michigan its middle-income economy today. And too few movies point that out. The very best one is the one you pointed out, Norma Rae. What a great movie. And that's one I wish everybody would see that on DVD.
Mike, what about the Nighttime Emmys? We're going back a week here, but what was the highlight to you?
The highlight came early, watching Jim Parsons win that Emmy. First of all, I've always said that Big Bang Theory is the best comedy on the air. It's a wonderful show. It's finally caught on the ratings, too, so it's a really, really good show. And people can watch it tonight, 9:30 tonight on CBS. When they should be watching Friday Night Lights, they can watch Big Bang Theory. And Jim Parsons is the best comedy actor on the air. Young guy, never done anything before. He comes in and plays this Sheldon, the geek, plays it brilliantly. He was not expecting an Emmy at all. I talked to him just a couple weeks ago out there in Hollywood, and he's, again, just a very solid, basic guy. And when he won that Emmy, you could just see he was so surprised, and I was surprised, and he was happy. And honest to God, I think I was happier than he was. It was the best moment of the night, and it came early. Some of the others I was so with.
What were you surprised by? Any winners that jumped out and you said, I never would have figured that?
Yeah, most of all, Okay. The easy one always, there's two easy ones always. Daily Show had won seven straight times for best comedy variety series, variety talk series, and Amazing Race had won seven straight times for best competitive show, a competitive reality show. You thought that both of those would win again. They seemed easy. Well, this time I thought maybe Conan would beat The Daily Show, but he didn't. Daily Show won again, so no surprise there.
Right.
But the other one was somebody finally beat Amazing Race, but not who you would expect. Top Chef beat them.
Now, Top Chef, know, yeah, I've Top heard good Chef. Things about that. Scott is nodding. He's a cook himself, so chef,
okay.
I should say, right?
Okay, good. I mean, it's a good show, but I got to tell you, and it might be the same with you, I've missed some episodes of Top Chef.
Yeah, I've missed all of them.
All of them, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I see them when I get advanced episodes, and it's a decently well-made show, yeah. But that really surprised me, and certainly anybody beating Amazing Race is a surprise. But for it to be Top Chef, that was a real surprise.
Mike, I think a lot of people have a better idea of how I do what I do. They know what sports writers do. They don't really understand what television critics do. And in terms of the way you do your job, I know people think you sit there, in a chair all day and you just have people keep bringing food and Diet Coke to you. But do you get a lot of shows in advance? Or how do you watch as much television as you do?
Yeah, the important ones are the ones that come in advance, and they come several ways. They come by FedEx, so actually the FedEx truck is wearing down a route to my house there. Some of them come by mail. But they're also working on this system of streaming them over the computer.
Right.
So I get some advanced episodes there. Some of them work well, some of them don't. So, for instance, ABC is streaming me the ones for most of their stuff. But all of their stuff, ABC, ABC Family, Disney Channel, those all come by streaming. And the fourth one is just because I was just at the trip out there, just ones that I just plain grab when I'm out in Hollywood. I see a lot of stuff in closed circuit. I grab a lot of stuff out there.
Right.
So I really loaded up on stuff when I was out there.
Mike, we know that from a holiday perspective, you can't turn on the television and not see Christmas Fair, Thanksgiving. There's the Easter programming, 4th of July shows. Why do the networks not try to capitalize on Labor Day and have something that the American workers can sit back and take pride in?
I mean, you've really hit on something that's important, that networks absolutely have a blind spot on the labor movement and the working guy. They simply don't understand it. Even PBS doesn't. PBS is finally trying to do a few things about the working guy. They don't understand the whole thing. They got to come to Michigan to find out what a working person is and find out what a union is. Here's a funny thing. I was talking to the new guy who's the head of ABC Family, and we were still talking about how this was such an elevated hit because he's from Oxford, and he's running now ABC, just jumped up to ABC, and he's only the second network chief from Oxford. All the others are from the Ivy League. Okay, so you can imagine, we've got networks run by Ivy Leaguers and Oxfordians, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to tell us about the working man anyway? When have they ever met the working man? The only time they ever met the working man is when they tipped their valet.
I need guys from Wisconsin and Michigan State and figure this out so they can relate a little better, right?
That's true, and occasionally when a network executive has come from there, he's done really well. Best case example, Bill Mechanic, who is from Michigan State, went up there. He was the guy who, when it could have gone either way, gave the go-ahead to Titanic. Okay, Bill Mechanic is clearly not an Ivy Leaguer, and he's done a very, very good job as a programmer. But, yeah, there are not enough guys from MSU, so anybody from MSU, for God's sake, get your degree. Get out there, take the jobs away from the Ivy Leaguers.
Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist, our guest. Mike, happy Labor Day. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Okay, catch you. Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.